Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Eagle Hour. What a busy week. We're back on the road today. We're at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the brand new auto dealership, the only Genesis dealership in the state of Mississippi. And Kelly Center, on a scale of 1 to 10, Ritzy, this is about a 14.
I was going to go a little higher than that, man. I'm grossly underdressed, and I actually have dress clothes
on. I feel
on.
Like I should have almost wore a formal coming in. Man, this place is beautiful, and we'll be talking more about that in the hour. Kevin Mullins, my good buddy, and the general manager of the Matt Grubbs Automotive Group, going to be joining us to talk about this beautiful, beautiful new Genesis dealership. But first, we want to get our good friend Travis Creel on the phone, hitting coach and assistant coach, recruiting coordinator, does a lot of things for Southern Miss baseball. And Travis, congratulations. Your guys pound out a lot of hits last night. You get a nice 11-6 win over a longtime rival, Tulane. I know you got to be pretty happy with the way your guys are swinging it right now.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of good at-bats last night. Obviously, a lot of barrels, a lot of hits. I do think we probably left, three or four runs out there that we probably should have drove in. But, you know, it was enough. It was enough to get the win, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, and you got Dalton McIntyre back, and he didn't do anything but score two runs, make a magnificent catch in center field in his first time at bat, get on base. Can we not get a little more productivity out of this kid, Travis?
Yeah, bad day for him. No, it was it was great to see Dalton back. Man, he obviously a really scary incident on Sunday, I guess, you know, a week ago, and for him to get back as quick, I didn't think he'd get back as quick as he did. So when we got the news yesterday that he was cleared and they went down to hit with him, it was really good sight to see, him back in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, Monday on the show, Oz indicated to us that he didn't think there was any chance at all he would play Tuesday. What happened, Travis? What got him back so quick?
Yeah, I really don't know. It's more of a pain tolerance thing. There was no worry about re-injuring it on a swing. He's got a little compression sleeve he wears now, when he's hit, or, you know, obviously the whole game, but to kind of hold it in there good. But, yeah, just the pain kind of went away, and he felt really good on Sunday, and he wanted to swing a little bit on Monday, and we held him off until Tuesday, and we went down there and hit Tuesday morning, and he felt great. It looked normal. He said he was ready to roll. Now, the only thing he can't do quite yet is slide head first or dive, which obviously mm-hmm. is part of his game, so you probably won't see a ton of stolen bases in the near future, but hopefully we get back to that pretty soon.
One of the things that the Eagles are doing, Coach Creel, that really impresses me, at the plate, particularly some of your left-handed guys, they're using the entire field. We touched upon this a little bit last week, but teams are implementing the shifts against some of the bigger, and they're going the opposite way. I love that, and there has to be something to that as to how they're coached to use the whole field when generally everybody is a pull hitter to a degree.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you try to make other teams not be able to shift you, and I think our guys do a really good job of that. And honestly, if you look at our stats, I guess there's a bit of a narrative out there that lefties give us trouble. We actually hit lefties better than righties, especially our lefties. You know, Slade hits lefties better, D-Mac really hits lefties, Pato hits lefties well. So Ozzie Pratt hits lefties well too, but I think what you just touched on, if you're going to be left-handed and hit left-handed pitchers well, you got to use the whole field, and that's what these guys have done, especially in those left-on-left situations.
Yeah, when they go opposite field, man, yeah, that's using the entire field, makes you really, really tough to defend. And, like, whatever you guys are doing, congratulations, because there's nothing prettier to me than to see a player who's normally a pull hitter go with a pitch in the gap the other way. So nice job, and now you got your work cut out for you coming up this weekend. This is the series that everybody was circling when the schedule came out. Forget the standings. I mean, everybody knew that you guys and the Cajuns were going to be up there at the top, and here you go, a chance to do your own dirty work.
Yeah, no doubt. This is kind of why you play. It's why you coach weekends like this. And obviously, they're rolling right now. They're pitching the ball really, really well, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us. But, you know, our guys, I think, are playing maybe the best baseball we've played in a while. So we're confident right now, and I think it's going to be a great college baseball series.
Coach, let me ask you about this. UL has a kid named, and I may mispronounce his name, Lagavan, who is a crazy good closer, fourth in the country in strikeout rates, first in fastball whiff rate. What is it about that kid, you think, Coach, that has made him such a force?
Well, I was actually watching video on him probably about an hour ago. It's you know, 94, 96, and it looks like it rises and shoots to the right as soon as it gets to the plate. So it's pretty good stuff, and you'll see it on TV. It kind of looks like Josh Ock at 96. It's kind of the comparison I'll give to you, but I'm sure y'all see it, you know, on TV this weekend. So go ahead.
So I was going to say that movement is a screwball type of which you don't tend to see much of anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of a lower slot, kind of like Armistead as well, where it's just it's going to ride to the right. It's going to have that two seam action, but it also has what we call ride, where it almost looks like it's rising to the hitter, too. So very, very tough game plan, very, very tough to execute for guys like that. But, again, like I said, our guys are competing well, and we're going to have a plan for them, and hopefully it works out.
Hey, one kid I'm really happy for because I know how he struggled in the first of the year is Nick Monastere. 4-for-6 last night, Coach Creel. Nick has really come around, and this is the Nick Monastere that we all anticipated seeing all year, yes?
Yeah, no doubt. I think Nick, you know, probably the most talented player on the field, almost field he steps on. So, you know, it's elite bat speed. It's real juice. He can really run, can play a bunch of positions. So, yeah, early on in the year, I think he just got a little rotational. It looked like he was pulling off the ball a lot, and believe me, he has worked his tail off to get his swing back right. And you're right. Right now, he's looking good. He's using the whole field. He's very, very confident. And we had Nicky going. That helps that offense a ton.
Yeah, and Slade Wilkes really swinging it well. And he's got a scary swing, Coach Creel. When Slade connects, man, I mean, it leaves the bat with some juice, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to play first base when he's hitting. It'd be scary. No. Slade, obviously, y'all probably saw, got taken out of the game last night, got hit in the elbow, got a little numbness in the hand. But he'll be all right. He's fine today, and hopefully gets back in there on Friday.
All right. We knew of the potential loss Monday, but we kept it quiet, you know, at the staff's request. But some bad news regarding one of our starting pitchers who had been a starter most of the year. So can you kind of fill people in on that may not know?
Yeah, I guess I can. Said I can. So Will Armistead, he is torn his UCL, so he will need Tommy John surgery and will be out the remainder of the season.
Hate to hear that. He looked so good this weekend. Kid was so good. On a positive note, though, I mean, you've got Chandler Best back, and you've got Josh Ock, who suddenly made an appearance, the baby Ock, as I've heard him called. You got to have some kids like those now step up to take the spot of some of the injured pitchers. Correct, Coach?
No, 100%. Yeah, you're looking at losing McCarty and Will. I mean, that's roughly, I would say, you know, 8 or 9 innings a weekend. So that we're going to have to fill that void. So you're right, guys like Chandler, guys like JB, guys like Ock, and some others need to step up, and they're going to get more opportunities, and maybe they got it early on in the season, and it's their time to shine.
Yeah, talk about Josh Ock. We hadn't really seen much of him until the last few games, but, you know, he looks good, and it looks like he's got potential like his brother may have had.
Yeah, Ock has great stuff. It's a really, really good fastball. You know, if you're looking at the radar gun, you may not see it. It's only going to be, you know, 88 to 90, but like I was just talking about their guys, he's got some serious rides, some serious arm side. It's from a weird slot, and it's a really, really tough at bat, especially for right-handed hitters.
It's another Minnesota guy, right?
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, up there in the northern part of the state. The bats have certainly come around. What are the guys doing differently now, Coach Creel, than maybe at the beginning part of the season? Or is it just a matter of reps and catching up with pitchers?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing anything differently other than just being themselves. You know, I know we've talked a lot on the show about how much experience matters. I mean, when you're rolling out, you know, 5-6 guys who've never had a Division I at bat before, which we had to do because of the way our roster was constructed and how much we lost off last year's team. So just getting that experience. I mean, everybody that's seen Davis Gillespie hit knew that this was, you know, he was capable of doing what he's doing, but experience matters. And you can say that along with a lot of other guys too, with Ozzy and, you know, Nick only being in the second year and whoever's catching for us is a freshman. So a lot of youth, and that experience is huge.
Hey, Coach, we always enjoy having you on the show each and every Wednesday, and glad that we can talk about these midweek wins every week. It's a lot of fun. We appreciate it, Coach, and good luck down right, in Cajun country.
Yeah, beat the Cajuns, man.
All right, we'll do it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Coach Travis Creel, everybody. We're going to talk to Tucker Stockman. He's the catcher now, as one of the catcher's job. Ozzie Pratt, who had the greatest comment about being from Oxford. We're going to have that. Kevin Mullins from this magnificent Genesis of Hattiesburg dealership. In the break, Kelly wants to talk to you about this G70 right here. You think you can help him out, Kevin?
Absolutely.
All right.
Apparently no weight limit in these cars.
Kelly's going to sign papers. We'll be right back. Eagle Hour continues from Genesis of Hattiesburg.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're at Genesis of Hattiesburg. I want to thank our good friend Travis Creel for joining us. Let's see, Kelly, 15 hits last night. Are they still wanting to run Travis off? I don't know.
He said they left two or three runs out there.
Correct.
You know, but they're hitting the gap. The gaps, you know, yeah. Spraying the ball around.
They look pretty good right now.
If they can pitch, man, they've got some injuries on the pitching staff. If they can pitch, man, they can go a long way.
All right, still to come, we've got some great interviews with Tucker Stockton, who's the new catcher now for the Golden Eagles, and Ozzie Pratt. We're going to bring that to you in the next segment. But right now I wanted to bring my buddy, Kevin Mullins, on the show. He's the general manager of the Mac Grubbs Automotive Group, and overseeing this just spectacular Genesis of Hattiesburg dealership. Man, I feel like I'm like at the Ritz-Carlton in New York here in the dealership.
Yeah, sometimes I got to pinch myself when I come to work every day. They've done a phenomenal job putting this dealership together, and if you haven't seen it, it's worth a trip over for sure.
And you told me the only Genesis dealership that will be built in the state of Mississippi.
That's correct. You will service the whole state of Mississippi. There may be some other Genesis dealers in North Mississippi, but they will not be separated from their Hyundai dealership.
I see. It's just gorgeous. Try to put it into words. How's this different, Kevin, than other car dealerships?
It's not a car dealership. It's a luxury experience. It's like walking into the Ritz-Carlton, then taking it up another notch. It's all of it.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. There's no question.
I don't know what adjectives to use because
Kelly
hasn't seen anything
like
it.
Asked me if he needed to go home and put on some better clothes.
Yeah.
He does.
And I'm not sure. Well, I don't have any better clothes.
That's the problem, isn't it, Kelly?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to spend a lot on Windex for this place.
No doubt. Yeah. It's a window cleaner's dream.
I just hope that when August rolls around, you guys are going to be okay, you know, in here. Obviously a contemporary design, but I want to talk a little bit about the history of Genesis because I'd like to think that I'm on top of things, but I really hadn't seen the name Genesis really up until about the past 2 or 3 years, and it has had an evolution since coming out in about 2010.
Yeah, it started out really back in 2009, and it came out as the Hyundai Genesis. The original plan then was for it to separate, but then, you know, 2008, 2009, we were in a heavy recession, and it wasn't good to separate the brands and make dealers go through these changes that would have to take place at that time and develop a luxury brand when the economy was literally in shambles. So it's progressed through the years, and then in 2018, it made a clean break. Hyundai and Genesis have separated. Genesis is its own brand, a different management company. Different dealerships, different dealership personnel, and if in the cars, they're not interchangeable at all. There's nothing on a Genesis that's on a Hyundai and vice versa.
Interesting.
So is that different, Kevin, as, say, Infiniti and Nissan, right? That's the same company, but is Genesis and Hyundai different than, say, that comparison?
I would say so. I know in some of their products with Nissan Infiniti, they do share some powertrains and some platforms where there's nothing shared on the Genesis and Hyundai side. Now, they do share their technology brain powers, so how to develop technology for both brands, but you won't see anything in a Hyundai on a Genesis and vice versa.
I got you.
So if this is the only luxury experience in the state of Mississippi as far as Genesis goes, where would people buy Genesis automobiles?
Here.
Okay. So if they lived in Corinth,
yeah,
or Tupelo,
correct,
gotta come here.
They can come here. We'll deliver to them. The other great thing about the Genesis ownership is when you buy a new Genesis, we have what's called valet service, where we take a Genesis to your house, pick up your Genesis, bring it here, have the vehicle serviced, washed, cleaned, bring it back to you, collect our loaner car back, and you go about your day. You don't even have to come here to service your Genesis, and you'll never be without a Genesis to drive.
Wow, that's pretty cool, because the last time I used a valet service, I came out and I said, can I get the valet to get my car? And they said, we don't have a valet service.
Hey, you didn't have a car.
It was a long walk home.
Kevin and I met several years ago, and we have a mutual background in the respect that we spent some time in Virginia, and we're lifelong Redskin fans. And through my friendship with you, I've gotten to know a lot more about your boss, Matt Grubbs. And
yes.
This is a Southern Miss-based show. For people who may not know, put in perspective what a supporter of Southern Miss Athletics Mr. Grubbs has been and continues to be.
Well, he's a member of every board you could possibly be on over there. He contributes behind the scenes with not only his time but money as well. You see him courtside at every basketball game. You see him at every baseball game. He's got his seats at the football games, and he's a graduate, and he's a diehard Golden Eagle.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. He is a Golden Eagle.
And I know one thing he's done through the years is, and you correct me if I'm wrong about this, he's really lent a lot of support to basketball when maybe a lot of people weren't, and he provided the pep band, and he just did a lot of things to enhance the atmosphere and participation in basketball in particular.
Yeah, he was trying to keep basketball on the map when it really wasn't on the map. And, you know, bringing the pep band there, I remember my daughter used to go there, and she used to love clapping along with the band, and it made a difference.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
And I think and the main thing that did, it kept students involved. You know, as we get older, we like to watch sports, and students like to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to draw the students in. The band gets there, they get their friends there, and it brought a bigger crowd in, I think.
Here's another thing I've learned, and I've never spoken to any of your employees about working for Matt Grubbs that I didn't hear just absolute love for the man, you know, real respect for Mr. Grubbs.
He's an amazing individual. I've been in the car business nearly 30 years, and I have to retire from this place. He treats everybody with dignity and class, and that's everybody he meets, whether it's at church, at the grocery store, at a baseball game, a basketball game. He just treats everybody with the utmost kindness and respect. Mm-hmm. And that's why we don't lose employees. I mean, people stay here lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And in the car business, that's unheard of. You know, it's a high turnover business globally and nationally, but here at Mac Grubbs Hyundai and Genesis of Hattiesburg, we retain our employees.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have to start building a Genesis hearse in order to take your employees out of here.
Yeah.
They're here their whole life. And for the record, Bob Getty drives a Genesis.
And you'll never guess where he bought it.
Right here. You have to buy it.
You really bought it at the radio station. I think I brought it over to you.
You did actually bring it over to me. And it's not the only car I've ever
bought. So you get to drive the Genesis. I drive a Rolls.
Correct. Well, you're rich. I'm not.
No, a Rolls Canardly.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
It rolls down one hill, and Canardly making up the next.
In fact, my mother bought her vehicle here. God bless her soul. My son, when he and his wife came back from their deployment in Germany, bought a Santa Fe from Mack Groves. My wife and I have bought two or three vehicles through the years.
At least.
Because there's nobody better to deal with than this. And I'm not saying it because he's sitting here. This is a good man here, and he treats you very, very well. And they do that to everybody that comes down here.
We appreciate that, and that is the goal. It's far more than money.
While we have a couple of minutes left, you and I are Redskin fans. The man sitting beside you is a lifelong Cincinnati Bengal fan. Are there some words of sympathy that you might could share with him, Kevin?
Keep trying.
Well, we're going to keep trying, you know. But at least I have a team that still exists, you know.
I can't throw many punches because of the past 20 years up in D.C. We have history, but unfortunately half the planet hasn't been alive to see that history.
Isn't that right?
I can't throw punches where punches can't be thrown. So,
hey, before we go to break, though, what's your elevator speech about a Genesis automobile? You're in an elevator for 20 seconds going down. What's unique of the luxury vehicle that is a Genesis compared to other luxury vehicles?
There's actually a few things. First off, the technology in these vehicles, from the navigation system to anything, your Bluetooth, BlueLink, notches above anything in the market. Two, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, not touched by any other vehicle in the market, and the valet service where we'll come pick up your car, bring it back, service, take it back, and it's 3 years complimentary maintenance, too. So there really be no out-of-pocket expense other than fuel for your vehicle for the first 3 years.
Did you say 10 years, 100,000?
Right.
Correct.
That's on Hyundai's too, is it not?
It is. It is.
That's one of the things that's so, man, anybody that'll tell you for 10 years or 100,000 miles, any problem with your vehicle, we're going to take care of, told me that they're pretty sure those are going to be minimal numbers of problems.
Correct. I would agree.
And that's a, man, that's a big deal.
What's that worth, right? Knowing that when you have an automobile and you need it to be dependable, it's going to be there for you.
That's three times the warranty of most other cars on the market.
Right.
Kevin, congratulations. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, and this place is absolutely beautiful.
I appreciate it. Come see us.
All right. You'll come back later in the show?
If I can, yeah.
All right, when we come back, Tucker Stockton, Ozzie Pratt. We're going to get back into Southern Miss baseball. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road with our good, good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg.
The window cleaners must have spawned.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Genesis of Hattiesburg, Kevin Mullins, Kelly and myself sitting here in this beautiful showroom. Before we get to these interviews, Kevin, you showed me, gave me a tour of the place. This is now open to the public. It'll be maybe a couple of more weeks before you actually move your service department here.
Yeah, we're open for sales, full go, and service will probably follow us about a month behind.
I got you. All right, we're going to get more conversation about that in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to bring you a couple of interviews that we've got in the can for you. we always love talking to these kids. Kelly and I take turns going out there, and we always come back and talk about how much fun it is to be around them. You interviewed this kid early in the year, and I grabbed him again Sunday afternoon. And talk about
Ozzie?
A character.
Yeah, Ozzie.
Is the shortstop Ozzie Pratt. And before I get to the interview, give me your opinion of this. Luke said this to me yesterday. I thought it was true. If Ozzie Pratt had not followed Dustin Dickerson, everybody would be talking about what a phenomenal shortstop Ozzie Pratt is. But he followed, you know, an unusually good shortstop. But Ozzie Pratt's a heck of a player, isn't he, Kelly?
Yeah, he went to BYU. He followed some people out there that he knew, but wanted to get a little bit closer to home. He wanted to go anywhere except his hometown. And there's a reason why he didn't want to go back to his hometown.
You're about to hear it. Here's Ozzie Pratt. Ozzie Pratt on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Number two in the lineup now with an injury. Number one leadoff. Is there any different to your batting approach?
Other than kind of just seeing pitches, making sure I'm swinging at better pitches, not a ton of like difference in my approach. I've hit leadoff my entire life before I got here, and then they put me in that 5-hole, 9-hole, 2-hole, just all over. So I'm pretty used to it. It's taken a little bit to get back into it. D-Max should be back soon. I've been getting fired up for it, so we'll get it back.
Early in the year, you talked to one of my show co-hosts about being here from Brigham Young. Now that you've got three quarters of a season under your belt, do you see any difference in the type of play, caliber of play, college baseball here in the South as opposed to BYU?
It's definitely more competitive down here. Like, the fans show up a lot more of the time. It's better weather. It's just a lot more competitive, and every game matters.
Give me your reaction to this. Coach Oz told me that he could not have found a better replacement for Dustin Dickerson than you, and that you were a real baller, and that he was thrilled that you were here.
I'm really happy to be here. That makes me happy hearing that from him. And we have all our footsteps ahead of us, and we're just going to keep going. Everything's still ahead of us. We're going to get it going.
The mindset of the baseball team now with maybe the last half of the month left in the season.
I think we just got to keep our heads up and just keep pushing forward. We got some big series ahead of us, and we just got to go in head first and just keep going.
What do you know about McIntyre? When do you expect him to be back?
I'm hoping back by next week for Lafayette. I think he'll get a break for Tuesday. That's just, I have no idea. Like, I'm going to keep pushing him, just keep pushing him to suck it up and get back out there. But he's got to be fully healed before he can. So it's just up in the air.
Okay. Now, have you gotten a little more comfortable telling people around here you're from Oxford?
I don't really tell anybody I'm from Oxford. Like, I like to keep that low key. I really don't want to go back. Like, it's so much better down here.
You like it better here?
Yes, sir. It's so much better down here.
All right, last question. How's it been for you here, man? Everybody's really happy that you're here, but how does Ozzie Pratt feel about things?
Oh, I love it here. Like, especially being on the baseball team, we do everything together, and it's like one big family. And I think that's going to help us through the rest of the season, just pushing through, because everybody trusts each other, and we have each other's backs.
Well, we're sure glad that Coach Oz found you, and best of luck rest of the year.
Thank you. Be safe.
Sorry, Kelly, he's not going back to Oxford.
Well, he can't because he's not named Biff or Tad or Chadwick. So those are the only names you get away with in Oxford.
All right, here's another kid, Tucker Stockton. It was a battle all year, really, to sort out who was going to be the catcher to replace Montenegro. It does appear Tucker Stockton has grabbed that job. He's throwing people out. He's hitting the ball really well. Here was the conversation we had with that young man. All right, Tucker Stockman on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It appears that you have won the catcher's job. You're swinging the bat really well. You're playing really well. Your thoughts about where you are at this point of your career?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better, feeling a lot more confident. Just all thanks to God and thanks to my teammates and just everybody that's helped me out. But we still got a lot of room to grow. Had some weird at-bats today, just not taking the best swings, and got to keep growing on the catching side too.
Describe the adjustment. What's the adjustment been like here to Division I baseball?
Well, it's definitely a lot faster. This level is a lot faster than high school or than any other level other than pro baseball. And so that's the biggest thing. You just got to get up to speed, be able to play with the speed, be able. It's so much mental, so very hard, very fast mentally. And it's hard for me to explain, but that's the biggest adjustment.
And you come in after two great catchers were here, you know, experienced guys the year before. That play any role in your thought process, or do you just have to be the best player you can be?
I'm just trying to be the best player I can be, but they definitely extremely helped me becoming a way better baseball player, better catcher, better leader. And so I just got to thank both of those guys, Poach, Rodrigo, and Blake. And so, but yeah, I'm just trying to be the best player I can be.
I love to ask new players this. What is it like to play at Pete Taylor Park in front of this passionate fan base?
Oh, man, it's awesome. We love it. I love it. It's just, it's something that I had never felt before. And this year when I played in front of the crowd for the first time, it was just exhilarating. It was a really, it was a dream come true, honestly.
Is it what you expected being here?
It's more than I expected. I knew it was going to be. I knew it was a huge fan base, and I knew the games were going to be awesome, and fans would go crazy when good stuff happened and crazy when bad stuff happened. But it was it's definitely more than I expected.
All right, tell us your journey here. How'd you end up here, Tucker?
Well, I played for a travel ball team out of Memphis, Tennessee, and one of the coaches for that team, he had a lot of connections throughout the Southeast, but mainly throughout Mississippi. And he had a connection with Coach Oz. And through that connection, he got me hooked up with him. And they gave me an offer, they gave me the opportunity, and that's how I got here. But coming down, it was during COVID when I was getting recruited and when everything was shut down. So we had a couple off days. We were able to come down to Hattiesburg and get to see everything, and I just loved it. Had a very different character and very different than my hometown up in North Alabama. And so it was just, I don't know, it just felt like home when I came down for the first time. And then it just, every other time I came down before I got to school here, it just kept feeling more and more like home.
And the future is very bright for you and this young baseball team. You agree?
Yes, sir. I definitely agree. We had a little blunder today, this afternoon, but we're going to learn from it and get back after it Tuesday and next weekend.
We're glad you're here, young man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Tucker Stockton on Eagle Hour and Stockman, and he secured a job, Kelly. You do that when you hit home runs and doubles, right?
And he used the word blunder.
Yeah.
Which, have we ever had anybody on it and used it properly in a sentence?
Yes,
man.
He did.
So you're getting smart kids on this team as well.
Kevin Mullins is with us. Kevin, how long have you lived here, though?
July will be 12 years.
12 years. So you've been here a while, but what's your thoughts about how this community embraces this baseball program down here?
I think it's amazing, especially at Hattiesburg being the size that it is, especially when playoff baseball comes around. There's not a better environment in sports that I've been to, and I've been to a lot of sporting events. It's just so much fun, and it's all black and gold.
Yeah, now it's funny you say that. I have said the same thing to many of people. Of all the sporting events I have ever been to, Redskin game, you go down the line.
I've been to a Super Bowl.
Right. That series with LSU 2 years ago was the most electric environment I have ever experienced.
Unbelievable. And it's a tribute to the fans that go out every week and support the team. It's a tribute to the coaches that bring in incredible kids for the program, because that's really where it is. It's with the kids that play the game, young men.
Yeah.
And with the baseball program in particular, the consistency of leadership. You know, we've talked about this. I know fans always want to, let's fire the coach, whatever the sport is. Let's fire the coach. Well, there's something to be said, and you look at, if you want to put it in NFL terms, part of the reasons the Redskins were so good for years, they had George Allen there for many years. And then
Joe Gibbs,
who comes in, and, of course, his leadership now that he's providing with the NASCAR teams. Tomlin with the Steelers, and before him, Bill Cowher. Tom Landry with the Cowboys. A lot of these teams that have consistent leadership develop, you know, over time, and that is something that the Southern Miss baseball program has had that, quite honestly, the Eagle basketball and football team has not had. So we're hoping that those days will return, and those people will show up too, you know.
A lot to be said for leadership.
Absolutely.
All right, we're at the Genesis of Hattiesburg. Kevin's with us. We're going to wrap up the Super Talk Eagle Hour right after this break. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Genesis of Hattiesburg. I love talking to kids like Tucker and Ozzie Pratt. And tomorrow we'll have the one and only Tuna on the show, Carson Pato, who I think, Kelly, is fair to say is probably the face of the baseball team this year. Him and Nick Monasere, would you think?
Oh, yeah, especially if you ask the women on campus. Yeah, those two
are doing pretty good on their social life.
Yeah, they're definitely the face of the program.
Tuna is a big, good-looking kid. Yeah. There is no question about that.
And we're also efforting, Bob, with tomorrow being the National Football League draft, we're efforting Frank Gore Jr., who is anticipating, we're hoping, certainly, that he will get his name called, whether it's on day one, two, or three, but we're efforting that, hoping we can track him down to get him on the show tomorrow.
All right, Kevin, you're a football fan, and you follow Southern Miss, and we were talking off air. I see Gore as a third down back, maybe special teams punt returner. What's your thought about that?
I agree. I think size plays a factor in that. And I think he fits that mold perfectly. You know, the third down back when I was growing up, that didn't exist. You had one person who played the whole roles. And, you know, football's come so much situation substitution. And I think that's the role that would fit him very well. And I think, you know, with his pedigree growing up, I think people are going to look at his mind a lot more than just his size. And he'll find a home in the NFL somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the pedigree, because you talk to a lot of the different scouts. They'll say, and even Major League Baseball, like a Dustin Dickerson, who grew up in a baseball family, whose dad, you know, coached professionally, they know what's expected because they lived it, right? It was in their house every day. But not only do you have Gore that has that history of his dad being one of the greatest backs of all time, but he's also been durable.
Yes.
You know, he just doesn't get...
And Junior was durable.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. And look, in this day and age, and we're talking about it with Southern Miss Baseball now, this pitching staff has got a lot of...
Injuries.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. And if you can draft a guy that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior, he just doesn't get hurt. And what is that worth?
Well, you know, Bill Parcells said many years ago, the best ability is availability.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
he knew a thing or two about coaching.
Yeah, a little bit. Even though
I hated him, didn't you?
He beat us a lot.
I know.
Like a drum, too.
Yeah, I was going to say you only hated him because he didn't coach for you.
I told you guys this off air. I saw this picture this morning. Do you guys remember this era? Lenny Dawson, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, sitting on the sideline. Someone took a picture of him during a game, smoking a cigarette and drinking a Fresca.
I think it was a beer.
I was going to say, that would have been the only thing that would have surprised me, is that it wasn't a beer, you know?
How cool is that?
Well, how many and, of course, Lenny Dawson with the Chiefs back in the early days, them and the Raiders and the Packers, you know, were kind of the kingpins. And the punter for the Chiefs was Gerald Wilson from Southern Miss. We hear so much about Ray Guy, which certainly all the accolades he gets are well-deserved. But forget that Gerald Wilson before him was the first punter that really put Southern Miss kickers on the map.
Kevin, I got to tell you something. It became absolutely lockdown official right before I got here. Our company president sent out a memo to the network that the Eagle Hour would be at the Sunbelt Baseball Tournament broadcasting for 3 days. And that's in no small part to you, because
you're
sponsoring that for us. And I just want to tell you how much we appreciate that and how much we look forward to bringing that to Southern Miss fans those 3 days from Montgomery, Alabama.
We appreciate that. We love being a partner with y'all.
Yeah, we are partners, that's for sure.
Of course, what you're not saying is part of that deal was Sanner is not to go. We'll sponsor it if Sander doesn't go.
See, we'll do the remote from here.
Yeah. There's a company rule about letting Sander in public outside of the Hattiesburg city limits.
Does he
have an ankle monitor?
Yeah, his ankle bracelet doesn't go but about, 10 miles?
Wise, young Jedi. Very wise.
You'll be at the Indy 500, dude.
I will.
Or you'd be there with me.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah. And we'll be following him from up there. And we'll be checking in from the greatest race in the world up there that week. So, man, there's a lot of things going on. We're going to be on the road again tomorrow, right?
Friday. We'll be at Ramey Motors down in Purvis. Do you ever anticipate Hyundai getting into the NASCAR circuit?
No.
No? They don't.
It's just not their thing.
They don't have interest in doing that, huh?
They are in, they do racing abroad, but it's more rally-type racing and things like that. But circle racing's not going to be their thing, I don't believe. They just don't build a type of car that translates to that.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, in the last minute or two that we have left in the show, just let our listeners know, and we have listeners really from everywhere that listen to our podcast, fortunately, what they need to know about this beautiful new facility you're managing.
First off, we're here to serve you. You know, we're a car dealership, and we're here to sell cars, but we truly have a servant's heart when it comes to selling cars. Two, it's going to be an experience like you haven't had before buying a car, with the valet service, which we've talked about, plus the areas where you get to come in and sit and talk about buying a car. We have a relatively small lot compared to other places, so it's real easy to view our inventory and pick out a new selection of cars. The other thing that I wanted to put out there, and I didn't run this past Bob first, but if you come in by the end of the month and you mention that you heard this on the radio, we're going to give you a $500 discount. How's that sound?
There we go. There we go. And real quickly, you're going to be selling pre-owned vehicles as well.
We do.
I think I see a Lincoln sitting over here.
We have a Lincoln over there. We have a great selection of certified pre-owned Genesis, and we'll have some when we trade for Highline cars, we'll keep the Highline cars here.
Hey, man, we appreciate you more than I can tell you.
Man, appreciate you as well.
Kevin Mullins, we're Genesis of Hattiesburg. It's gorgeous. Come in and view it. I mean, if you're not even looking for a car, just come here and look at this beautiful showroom. We know that you're going to like what you see. We're back on the air in the studio for a day tomorrow. Tomorrow at 1. Thank you for listening, as always. Until tomorrow at 1, Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I know the
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.